This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Friday, let's go and get rolling on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. If you have a pen and a pad, grab it and jot down these telephone numbers, because we love Fridays, especially with first-time callers. We rewarded first-time callers with a whole bushel basket full of my pillows last week, and they won't let me do that again this week, Todd. They said probably not.
Well, sure they will. All you need is a credit card, and you can get the Scott promo code discount. You can give as many as you'd like.
We had two boxes of MyPillows, and they're gone. We have to wait till we get to restock. Because
you get a little too generous there. Is that the deal? Or?
But see, here's the deal. If you last week you were a first-time caller, and now you know how the deal works. First time Friday, you know, come on. Any first time caller, call in today. By that I mean, if you ever were a first time caller, maybe now you're a second, a third, a fourth, a fifth, I don't care. It's, you know, sort of a reunion, a little alumni of the First Time Caller Club today. Everybody get on the phone and give us a jingle today at 800-228-0550. I am going to announce a giveaway for next week, however, so we do have a giveaway there. And we will celebrate you if you're a first-time caller. Let Manny know, and we'll get you to the front of the line. Okay, so when you call today, just let him know, and he'll put a little thing right there on my screen so I know when you are a first-time caller.
And if you're from around Bismarck, I'll give you a K-Fire Cafe cup if you pop by K-Fire. So let Manny know.
How about that? Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is handing out the free mugs again. Gosh, you are a nice guy. Such a nice.
Don't believe everything you hear, but okay.
So what's on your mind today there, Todd? What do you got front and center?
This is the weekend. You wouldn't design it any differently. Sunshine way into the 70s, if not the 80s. Perfect. Put the top down. Let's go.
So for you, it's the weather deal today.
Oh, my God, yes.
And the weekend. And like last night was same thing. I'm with you. It was so incredible. And I guess I said my prayers, because the weather's really nice. And I actually did say my prayers last night. You know, it was that National Day of Prayer event last night. Events were held all across the country. And I was asked by a couple of lovely ladies to participate that have done this now for 20-plus years. Gosh, I couldn't believe it. Anyway, very, very nice. I was charged with praying for the media. There you go. Love your enemies.
For the media.
So I'm praying for the media. Yeah, for all of us.
What in particular?
Well, I said everything. I said to me, the media is, you know, what I do. It's newscasters. It's TV. It's radio. It's newspapers. But it's, you know, the people that make movies and television shows and, you know, anything that we take in that's telling, you know, a story, news or you know, sitcom, movie or whatever. So. Because that influences so many people, Todd.
Oh, you think absolutely.
Collectively, you think of collectively the power of the media. And I'm not saying this in a critical way. It's just phenomenal. And that's, I think we sort of take stuff like that for granted. It's just there. But even if you sort of drive down the road, right? And okay, I've got billboards and I'm listening to the radio and I'm, somebody's texting me on my phone. And if you're at a computer, how many things are coming at you from the pop-up ads to the emails to the, we are just bombarded with a lot of stuff. And much of that comes from the media. So I do think it's appropriate to pray for people who do that and that they find, you know, the truth. So, and I've talked about this before, but I have a grave concern for our culture. And only for this reason. And maybe my brain isn't big enough to figure it all out, and it's all going to be just fine. But I remember growing up, I was born in 1964. And I remember growing up what I watched on television. You know, I would zoom home from school to watch Andy Griffith. Okay? And the whistling and, you know, Aunt Bea. And I mean, I just, it warms my heart to this day. At night, Bonanza maybe, you know, Happy Days was the greatest thing ever. I don't remember what night it was on, but when that would come on every week, and of course, you know, I was watching that in, what, the 70s. But it is the show set in the 50s. Okay, so compare the shows I just described. And Todd, you're same age. You know, were those shows high on your list? That kind of show high on your list?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So that's how we were, that's how Todd Mitchell became Todd Mitchell. That's how Scott Hennin became Scott Hennin. We consume all that and we form, oh, okay, the Cunninghams, they have dinner and, you know, Fonzie lives upstairs and, you know, here's what happens when Richie gets in trouble and, you know, you just, that's quote, you know, My Three Sons was another big one. Big one. Loved that show. Absolutely loved it. So anyway, compare that to what kids on TV are watching today.
Ugh.
Now, how can that not have a negative impact? Because what was okay when I was watching TV growing up is very different from what's okay when they're watching TV today. So that's a long way of telling you, that's why I was glad I had the opportunity to pray for those in the media, right? Because this is important work. It's really important work when you're making movies and sitcoms and writing news stories and deciding what you're going to say it is. So get it right. Get it right, for sure. All right, so what else do I have? Oh, I promised a little news on a giveaway. So next week, we have a week that leads up to Mother's Day. And I have to tell you, of all the radio programs I've had the honor to do as part of this network on KFIRE and KLTC and AM 1100 The Flag and KTGO and Tioga, this massive audience you blessed us with, all across the Northern Plains. My favorite shows are Mother's Day and Father's Day. When you call us and tell us a story about your mom or your dad. Bar none. Todd, agree, disagree? Is that right up there for you?
When totally call agree.
That's so awesome. Because for one, it's different. It's not just the same stuff on the radio. You're not pulling something from the headlines and talking about what's in the news. But you're talking about stories that are just fun to hear, just like opening a book, you know, and hearing a story. So we decided to expand what we do normally on the Friday before Mother's Day or Friday before Father's Day. So next Friday, week from today, will be the Friday before Mother's Day. Next week, all week. In fact, you can start today if you want to. You can email us. You can text us. You can call us. And when you call that 24/7 line, you're able to press 1 and leave a message. So you can jot down some notes and do this sometime this weekend or next week. It doesn't matter. And I'll give you the numbers before we end the segment here, but so you can jot them down. And we're going to give away some pies. Have we talked about one food product more than a pie? I don't think we have. Have we, Todd?
Probably not.
Todd and I love pie. And Todd has been so good on his Spartan training program there. He can even have a little reward every now and then, like a piece of a pie, right?
Especially and, the apple, because it's a fruit.
There you go. And I think my friends from Village Inn told me the apple pie was like the – oh, no, it was the second biggest seller, I think. Chocolate Silk is the top seller. And,
really?
And the folks from Village Inn have given us gift cards. And I know there's not Village Inns everywhere, but you certainly travel places where they are. They're Fargo, West Fargo, and – Moorhead, for instance, here and up in Grand Forks, and there are in other places around the region. So you'll pass by a Village Inn and you'll have a free pie on us. All you need to do is tell me a story about your mom, and it doesn't have to be a novel. I mean, it can be here's what I remember most about my mom, and you know, kindness and the things she did for me, whatever. So you come up with a thing that best tells us some good things about your mom, and then. Twice per program, so once an hour next week, we'll share those stories with you and award a lucky winner some pies. And Friday we'll do what we always do. Just tell us about your mom. So we'll let that go for the entire show. And we'll be doling out some free pie, ladies and gentlemen. How's that? See? I came up with some free. So it's the same numbers as always. Same ways to reach us as always on the program, with the exception of the 24-7 line is 855-200-1776 and then extension 1. We love those the best when we hear in your voice a story about your mom for Mother's Day 1 week from Sunday, celebrating that all next week. Or call us, as you can today, at 800-228-0550, 258-0550. First-time callers, go to the front of the line. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, or text Todd, 701-226-8503. All right, we'll tackle some news of the day when we come back. Congressman Kevin Cramer is going to join us at the bottom of the hour specifically to talk about what passed yesterday in Congress to repeal and replace Obamacare, and then the talk radio town hall next hour. Stick around.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hey, welders, nobody pays you more, nobody treats you better than the good folks at Polar Service Center. Polar Service Center has locations in Kildare and Williston, Billings, Montana, too. They're the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they have service centers all across North America as well. And you know what? They want you. Welders, they want you. If you want to be appreciated, you want to be with an organization that enjoys your talents, compensates you well, and has some stability, this is the job for you. In addition to great pay, there's superior benefits, medical, dental, prescription insurance, disability and life insurance, a paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, and so much more. Gary Meyer is waiting for your call at 701-495-3592. That's Polar Service Center. Call Gary, 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592, Gary at Polar Service Center. And tell him Scott sent you.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric.
Obamacare's dead. So when you compare something to Obamacare, Obamacare is no longer living. And we have something that's going to be, I think, one of the best anywhere in the world.
I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body. It drops. Ooh, I can't say.
Back on What's On Your Mind, and I can't stop the feeling either. I'm right there with Justin Timberlake. I want to dance, dance, dance because of this weather, number one. Crank it up. Todd is dancing right now, ladies and gentlemen. I just want you to know that. He is jumping around like he's jumping.
It's going to be 84 degrees in Bismarck today. How can I not dance, dance?
That's exactly what I'm saying to you right now. I mean, this weather makes you just want to get out there and dance, dance, dance. And I'm actually okay with the idea of dancing over the fact that that Obamacare is no more. Here's the thing that really confuses me about this whole health care, coverage angle. Everybody is running around and acting like we have this gold standard healthcare plan in America that is just the best of the best. And these ogres known as Republicans go out there and campaign, win elections based on saying we will repeal it and we will replace it. Okay, that's what we're going to do. That's what the president said. I would argue Hillary Clinton is not president as much as she is a horrible candidate as from the anchor of Obamacare. People were mad. They were mad. And why were they mad? They were mad because people lost coverage. Costs went up. I mean, you called this program again and again and gave us examples of ridiculous increases in your premium. Plus, the deductibles would go way up. Okay, so, look, Mark, don't take it from me. Mark Dayton, the governor of Minnesota, said, look, the Affordable Care Act's no longer affordable. People recognize it wasn't working. All these companies saying we're done offering it. Does anybody remember those headlines? Over and over and over again we heard that. So now Donald Trump, as you just heard, said, look, Obamacare's dead. It's done. It's done. We're on the way to absolutely removing it. It's a process. They got to go over to the Senate and then, you know, figure something out. But the point is, I think that's worthy of a celebration in the Rose Garden. Barack Obama put a bunch of people in the Rose Garden. He had white jackets on them, fake doctors, acting like how great this was. Do you remember that? They were handing out white jackets so people could play doctor. You know, sort of like Mr. Rogers would, you know, when the train would come by. Play doctor today.
We have fake news now. We have fake doctors. Wonderful.
Yeah. So, yeah, and do you remember that, though, Todd? They did that. That actually happened.
I remember.
Okay, that was in the Rose Garden. And the point is, then what happened? People that have called this program, real people who thought they were going to be helped by Obamacare, were hurt. They lost coverage. They lost their plan. Their premiums went up. Our business saw ridiculous increases in premiums to be able to afford our company a health care plan.
Not to mention, if you're like in your late 60s, you still have to carry maternity coverage.
That's stupidity that they tried to do. So now we run around and act like it's horrible, it's awful, it's terrible. And by the way, some Republicans are doing this. If you have an idea to make the current plan better that they passed, get out your sign, get out your emails, get out your telephone. Lay it on me. But this idea that I'm done, oh, this is ridiculous, they're idiots. So you want Obamacare? And can we please just focus in on the actual policy? All right, we know that was bad. What will this do to make it better? I don't hear any stories about that. I hear, oh, I can't believe the Rose Garden spike the ball. What are they doing there? This is the stupidest thing I ever seen in my life. And then the Democrats on the storied House floor are doing the na-na-na-na, na-na-na-na, goodbye. They did that. The Democrats are singing to the House Republicans like some kind of political cutesy. Folks, you can't make this up. Paging any adult anywhere. Let's get back to what's important here. Oh, my gosh. Janice in Beulah, a first-time caller, and we're thrilled. What's on your mind?
I was going to say, when a person uses a part of speech, and I'm not no expert at it, but when I say, me and you went somewhere, that is very improper language. It's you and I, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yep. True.
Yep.
But you always hear the other person put themselves first, and it just irritates me. Okay, that's one thing. Another thing is, I agree completely with you, and I have often wondered, why doesn't the president say, I've got a pen and I've got a a phone like Obama did and make things happen.
Not a bad idea. I mean,
I got a phone.
He's not afraid to. Your point is, look, we'll just we'll veto away until we get it right here. And I don't think he's been short of bravado, but he hasn't used that one.
Right, but that's a good one.
Yeah, it is. Hey, Janice, is there anything that I say that makes you cringe? Use of the English language.
No, I have not caught you yet. But I have heard it on the phone and on the TV especially, and it just gets me. Because we were raised different. You was raised different. You were raised like I was. We're about we were raised differently.
Will you promise me, Janice?
Respect.
Right. Will you promise me that you'll call in and straighten me out if you hear me say something that is improper?
I will do that.
All right, thanks.
Okay, have a nice day now.
You too, Janice. Thanks for calling. Glad you called. First time caller right there, by golly. 800-228-0550. Time for the Delta Constructors One Call Does It All Call of the Day. We celebrate a call from the previous day's show to inspire you to be that for tomorrow's show, or Mondays in this case. Here is a caller that called in quite critical of Senator Heidi Heitkamp. See if you think this is too strong. Harmony in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Archambault's father lives in Billings, and I would have even volunteered to go get him, bring him out here, and this whole thing would have been, where was Heidi Heitkamp hiding? I don't know. This is sort of stupid what went on.
All right, so the caller thought Heidi Heitkamp was hiding through much of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest, and I think that's almost, an obvious fact. It's not even a political statement, because clearly she was caught between constituencies and decided she would tap dance. There's no doubt about that. I think that's cost her big time, probably almost as much as the Iran vote, which now is a total failure. But thank you. I appreciate the call. And by the way, our friends at Delta Constructors want you to know, if you're in the oil industry, if you have an oil company, you're out there as a foreman, these folks get it done every day. Turnkey well sites, they'll load your lines, they'll set your pump jacks, they fabricate the conditioning modules, the modular skids, the tank batteries, electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering, they do it all. DeltaConstructors.net, DeltaConstructors.net, call them. Eric is waiting for your call at 406-250-8151. Tell them Scott sent you.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement each year? Have you been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement, your home is your greatest asset. So let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. For a free estimate and to learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I think we'll get it through. The Republicans are very united, like seldom before. I mean, you see that today. The Republicans came together all of a sudden 2 days ago, and it was like magic. They just came together. They're very, very united.
Fired Up Friday, says a texter. That should be Scott's new thing. Okay.
I like that.
We're always looking for something on Friday. Friday's Fired Up Friday. We're fired up. And I am a little fired up today, in case you haven't noticed. I am a little fired up. Yeah. Another texter says, Scott, zero, not O. I see. So that must be the...
The phone number thing. And he's right, because O is actually six.
Yeah.
So he is right. Or she, whatever.
All right. All right. Good. Good. That could be another, you know, thing we started here. The Fired Up Friday could include your text about what gets you fired up about me. And that caller doesn't want me saying O for zero. So you know, Todd, you're going to have a lot of buzzers, but that's fine. Keep them coming. Any others out there, I'd appreciate it. 800-228-0550. We're brought to you today by the folks at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. And you probably don't think of this when I say it. You just think, oh, yeah, Secure Energy Future, I get it. But I'm in the Coalition for Secure Energy Future, and I hope you are. We all ought to be in a coalition that wants a secure energy future. Because if we don't have a secure energy future, what do we have? For instance, it's going to heat up. It's going to be nice today, but, you know, we're going to have a string of hot spells as we always do this summer, like every other. Imagine no electricity for a couple of days through that. Deadly. Same thing in the dead of winter. Affordability is another big issue as well. Some of the plans that have passed, through the regulatory process, a few in the congressional process, but most in the regulatory, absolutely skyrocket your costs. That's why you want to be part of this team, the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Okay? SecureEnergyFuture.org is the website to find out more about them. When you go there, you can let your members of Congress, your legislatures, your local leaders know you are watching. You're on this team. It is important. SecureEnergyFuture.org. All right, Congressman Kevin Cramer is going to join us early. And you let me know, Manny, when he phones in. He just said he would call in as early as he could ahead of the scheduled talk radio town hall. So next hour we have a regular hour-long talk radio town hall. But I wanted specifically to spend a little time on the policy of what will replace Obamacare under the plan that passed yesterday. Congressman Cramer was a yes vote. He was at the White House yesterday. I want to just talk about the policy a little bit. We hear a lot about the process. We hear a lot about, the sort of the platitude level of, I just want to really get into, okay, what will this do? How will this impact me? What's the difference here? You know, we forget Obamacare was about what? There's too many people who are uninsured in America. So we went to this ridiculous plan. Some would argue, I think correctly, that it was an opportunity to say too many uninsured people were going to fix that. But here's our plan. You know, skies are sort of like, I don't know if you remember during his run for president in 2008, Barack Obama said something rather revealing in an editorial board meeting with a San Francisco newspaper. He said, you know, our plan on energy is for electricity rates to necessarily skyrocket, so we bankrupt coal companies. Well, maybe Obamacare's really untold little plan was to bankrupt health care so there'd be socialized medicine. Well, I don't want that. And it didn't work, and it didn't work fast. So I think we all agree on that. All but the most partisan of folks agree with that. So now, what do you replace it with? And is it better? And does it go back to fixing the original problem of people who were uninsured? Those are the kind of questions we're going to ask today of Congressman Cramer. And next hour, we'll do the Talk Radio Town Hall, anything, as always. And we can continue, obviously, the Obamacare discussion there. But wanted to drill down a little bit on the actual policy today. Our telephone number is 2258-0550. Is that better, Tom? And your email's studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I do the same thing, so don't feel bad, because I've given out that number for 20 years, old 550. We've always got to set it like that. And the texter's right. It is zero.
Text Todd, too, at 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. Congressman Kevin Cramer on our newsmaker line as we speak. Welcome back, Kevin. How are you?
I'm very well, Scott. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Yesterday you were at the White House with the president celebrating a victory. Some have taken exception with the idea that you would celebrate this. It's not passed in the Senate yet. It's sort of spiking the football. I have a hard time with that in the sense that the vote failing was considered a major, major failure. And, we're quite critical of the Trump administration. You couldn't get it done, and they didn't do it, and this is the end of the administration, and da-da-da, and then you pass it, and then you're not supposed to celebrate. But what was yesterday about?
Well, I think it was a couple of things. I think what it was more than anything, Scott, it was a celebration, but not just of passage of a major piece of legislation in the House of Representatives. It was a celebration of the coming together of the Republican Party in this country. I mean, Democrats and the mainstream media have wanted to claim that the Republicans were done, they were dead. I mean, after we passed the bill, the Democrats, in their usual classy fashion, began to sing the na-na-na song, you know, goodbye. Thinking, you know, hoping, praying, wishing that this was the end of the Republican Party. Somehow that's cool, that's fine, that's expression, that's allowed, even though it breaches decency and protocol on the floor of the House, which Democrats do a lot. But somehow going to the White House and saying, thank you, Mr. President, for your incredible engagement with us. Thank you, Mr. Vice President, for being actively involved in the legislation every day and working closely with your counterparts in the legislative branch. Something that Barack Obama never did. And celebrating the fact that we did come together as Republicans, conservatives, moderates, everybody in between, working together on legislation to fulfill a promise that the president made and that we've all made. Celebrating the fact that we are a majority in the United States Congress because of Obamacare and because we promised to do exactly what we did yesterday. That's worthy of celebration in this country. And but, you know, whenever you see the other team score a touchdown, the other team celebrates and you commiserate. You know? But that's just the, you know, I don't know why that's offensive to so many people. Frankly, Scott, I'll be honest. I think both sides and all sides in politics makes way too much of a lot of this stuff, including expressions. Really bad comedians should be fired from a network because they make fun of the president. I just choose not to watch them, you know. I certainly don't think that you ought to keep conservatives from speaking on university campuses with violence. I think you just should not go if you don't want to hear them. But anyway, it's sort of the new, you know, the new way of protest, I guess.
Well, let's dig into the particulars of this bill and secured your yes vote on it related to health care impacts. I think everybody, turn off the noise, focus in on how will my health care be better because of this legislation? That's the question we all ought to ask ourselves. And how do you answer that question?
Sure, a number of ways. First of all, let's start with the fact that Obamacare has been failing since the first day it was implemented. I mean, starting with the website, that not nearly as many people have signed up as they promised or as that the Congressional Budget Office said would, that more people have actually claimed exemptions or paid the penalty than actually signed up for the Affordable Care Act. It's so discriminatory price-wise for business and small business and individual markets that it's driven the individual market right out of the market. I mean, as we know, we learned this week that in the state of Iowa, their last insurance company, the last one left, the last health insurer in the state of Iowa, announced they're pulling out of 94 of the 99 counties, which means if choice was the goal, which they say was the stated goal, that's what the president, you know, Obama at the time said, it'll increase choice and it'll bring down premiums. Of course, neither one happened. 94 of the 99 counties in Iowa, they'll have zero choice. That's not choice. That's zero choice. I think it reveals what the real motive was from the very beginning, and that was a fast march to socialized medicine. I think the president at the time was hopeful he'd be out of office before that happened, so he wouldn't take the heat for it. But clearly, that's what we see happening. So we need to rescue the individual market. It's killing so many of our so much access and opportunity for coverage. Our bill, actually, in addition to restoring individual markets, if it's not too late, and I'm hopeful it won't be by the time it passes the Senate, gets to the president, but brings down premiums, and that's any economist that's looked at it will tell you that it will bring down premiums because it restores competition into the marketplace. It also takes away so many of the mandates and relieves the taxes. There's $1 trillion of tax increases in Obamacare. We get rid of all of those. We get rid of the penalties. And what we'd like to do is see those 20 million people who have chosen to pay the penalty or seek a waiver be in the insurance market. You get those 20 million people back into the insurance market so that instead of creating an incentive for them to not buy health insurance, create an opportunity for them to afford to purchase health insurance, that's going to add a lot to the risk pool, which is how insurance works best. And these are the healthiest 20 million people for the most part. So that's even better for the market. It's better for the economic viability of any insurance market. And the other thing, it has additional protections, and this is something that's been so fear-mongered by the left. But it's additional protections for people with pre-existing conditions, because at this point, Scott, the great myth is that Obamacare takes care of people with pre-existing conditions. Well, Obamacare requires pre-existing conditions to be covered, just like our bill does. Section 137 of the American Health Care Act specifically states that pre-existing conditions have to be covered by insurance companies. The problem with Obamacare was by driving out the individual market and creating the monopolies that they've created in over a third of the counties in this country, the ones that have, other than the ones that don't have any insurance, there's another third that have only one provider. And so consequently, you have people like my niece and her husband out in Kindred, 30 years old.
Hang on one second. Save that example for after the break here. More with Kevin Cramer coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing the basic components needed in an emergency action plan.
As a basic starting point, we recommend that every single business or location, it doesn't matter, what kind of business you're in, you need a fire response plan, weather emergency response plan, a bomb threat, and an active shooter. And your emergency operations plan should cover all of those four. Then in addition to that, hopefully you have what's called a threat analysis, where you look at any other things. For example, if my business is in a floodplain, then I need to add a flood evacuation to that plan.
Start creating your emergency action plan today. Go to www.ndsc.org to learn more. That's ndsc.org.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The Senator's looking forward to getting it. Mitch McConnell knows how to do things, and I think we're going to have some really great health care for a long time.
Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer on Talk Radio Town Hall. We're going to do that next hour. Starting this hour, just specifically talking about some of the things related to Obamacare, brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Next, we'll be chatting on the program next week with Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, who's got a cancer battle going on right now. So keep him in your prayers. We'll get an update on that and just talk about how things are going for My Pillow, free shipping for orders over $100, which is a great deal. And if you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, you get a savings of 50% off the works. So some great deals there. And they have that four-pack special that's still fantastic. Two premium My Pillow pillows, not ones you can buy anywhere other than through the website, through the phone number, and two Go Anywhere pillows. That's a great deal, 50% off there, 800-506-9028. That number is our number. So that means MyPillow knows when you call, you're calling because you're listening to this show. So it helps a lot. 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. You were talking about your daughter and her husband and an increase, I think, before the breakdown.
This is my niece and her husband. So okay. They have a pre-existing condition in their family. It's diabetes, pretty common pre-existing condition. He works. He has a nice job. And, of course, they're on the exchange. They had to buy Obamacare as per the law. No choices, just what, you know, they had to buy what they're required to buy. They have two young children. Now, their premium is very expensive. Pretty much takes everything they've got each month to do that. The unfortunate thing is that because of the high deductibles and the copays, they can't afford insulin. They can't afford to go to the doctor. They're very, very, very careful before they'll take one of their children to the doctor because the out-of-pocket expenses are so high. So Obamacare technically provides coverage, requires coverage for their pre-existing condition by requiring them to buy something that they can't afford. The problem is once they scrape enough money together each month to buy the insurance, they can't afford to go to the doctor. So they have this required coverage guaranteed to cover their pre-existing condition, except they can't afford to get the health care that comes with the coverage. This story is duplicated, multiplied, aggregated multiple times throughout North Dakota, throughout our country. So this myth that Obamacare covers pre-existing conditions, it's a technicality that they can say is true, but the reality is that it does. So what we do in our plan is, first of all, we remove the penalty for not, you know, for from the requirement. But what we do is we provide people who do work, who are being productive, or who might have a small business of their own, and we allow them to get a tax credit, a refundable tax credit. They don't have to. You don't have to. If you don't, there's not some threshold until you get to $150,000 a year, where you have to. You know, if you're making $25,000 or $30,000 or $40,000 a year, you don't get the subsidy. Rather, the refundable tax credit goes to people up to the age of 65, up to Medicare age, of course, and it's refundable, as I said. And they can buy whatever insurance they want to buy, and they can, you know, they can purchase the insurance that makes the most sense for them. And in addition to that, you know, states are provided state stabilization funding. There's additional another $15 billion in one grant form, another $15 billion in another grant form, and now an additional $8 billion, all to shore up people with pre-existing conditions to provide opportunities to help pay for their coverage while they still buy insurance on the regular market. Scott, this is so critical. I think it's one of the things we need to emphasize here is what we are talking about is 7% of the American public. 93% of the American public gets their insurance in a different market than the individual market, mostly employer-provided insurance. So we're only talking at the very start of 7%. And then it's the pre-existing conditions among that 7%, and that is the individual market. That's the other thing that the fear-mongering ignores, just how minor a number of the population we're talking about. Now, the population itself is very important. Obviously, each individual is very, very important. So anyway, our plan still requires coverage of pre-existing conditions. It's Section 137 of the new law, and it's clear as can be. And then it does provide some waivers, opportunity for states to request and receive waivers for certain mandatory issues in the federal law. So things like essential health benefits, community rating, things like that. But for a state to do that, first of all, they have to apply, and it's unknown how many states would apply. I would guess it'd be very few. But if they wanted to, if you had a governor in a state that, like I think North Dakota, that's very innovative and could find ways to make the same amount of money go even further with, you know, targeting more of those resources, giving more options and more liberties to the individual patient to purchase what they need and what they want. You know, we have some incentives built in if they want to do that sort of thing, but they still have to meet minimum requirements. There's still certain mandates that they'd have to meet. And so if they, for example, if they said, we want to waive certain essential health benefits. Maybe 28-year-old males don't need maternity care. And so we're not going to require them to buy that. They could seek a waiver to do that, but they have to then demonstrate that they have other ways to cover pre-existing conditions.
we are going to get to your questions in the Talk Radio Town Hall portion of this on Obamacare or anything with Congressman Kevin Cramer next, 800-228-0550.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
How is the route chosen for the Dakota Access Pipeline? This week's guest on the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline is Kelsey Warren, Chairman and CEO of Energy Transfer Partners. Here's his comments on the protests of the route.
There's so many lies around this project. It's just ridiculous. When you're a pipeliner, what you'd love to do is the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. That's what you would like to do. Problem is, that doesn't work. You're going to go through somebody's house. You're going to cross environmentally sensitive areas. So you begin with the route that is most appealing to you, and then you begin to vary it. And that's what happened to us. And so I don't doubt that there was many, many thousands of comments about that this route would be better than this one. And those comments came from all sorts of people, governments, individuals, landowners, Army Corps of Engineers. Energy Transfer was doing what we were told to do.
That's Kelsey Warren of Energy Transfer Partners on the Dakota Access Pipeline in the process of working with the Public Service Commission and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers on the route. Keep listening for more radio histories of the Dakota Access Pipeline.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.